Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Turin Film Festival, here with Avo Caprelian, the director of Live Cinematic Imperfections. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your film is fascinating and really demanding for an audience because you chose to show us, like, not show us the situation of the world today, making us think about how the state of the art of the world is today, but you didn't choose any kind of narrative, regular narrative expression. You found with found footage and some of live shooting. Why did you choose this expressive way, which could be harder to,
exactly,
to convey?
Exactly. I think we have to do some complex things in this century, especially because we are living in a very fast life, very fast century, when there are a lot of informations everywhere and a lot of mediums of, you know, like television, radio, and all these techniques and technologies, and the mediums themselves are just going. You know, you have to stop in front of this wave that is coming and to think about all these things, rethink about that. So in my previous film also, I tried to do some radical things. I tried to do some radical things because we need some radical changes. I believe in that. Not in a specific area geographically, but in whole world.
Generally speaking, we
have to rethink about all these things, about life, about cinema, about the perfection, imperfection, about all this. But in the same time, maybe you saw the film, so it was... I'm not demanding something from the audience. I want them to see things from different perspective.
Yeah. It's like you're giving a kind of... You're trying to have an emotional awakening, you know? And even mental, of course, but first of all, emotion. Because many of the images that you chose are really strong and make you think why they are there in that specific part sequence of the movie, but images that make you think by themselves, you know. Some are really common for any Western man or woman. Some are really shocking. And your choice is, I mean, to me, it add this kind of effect of like a slap in your face so you can watch closely what's happening. This is what was the effect that your film had on me. I don't know if this were your intentions or not.
Very beautiful to hear this, and I want to ask you, where is the moment you stopped there? Where is the moment in the film you stopped mostly? Your experience, any specific scene you...
Well, there were many images and sequences that were kind of at the same time disturbing and stimulating, like the sequence and the sequence in the school with the kids, with the young kid with the pistol. I was thinking that this could have never been shown anywhere because this could be really, really tough to show. Not any broadcaster would ever allow a film to have a scene like this. But it's something that it is not built up. It's not made up, you know, unfortunately. Another thing that I wanted to ask you is, why did you choose to begin the film with the Mike Tyson sequence?
With the box sequence. Mike Tyson and where Muhammad Ali, where Trump... All these things are together, and you know, this is for me was very rich scene when I saw this video on YouTube. I was searching about boxing. I have another project in my mind. I want to do something about boxing only. But in this film, why I choose this specific moment? Because all these different things are in this place, and they can tell us so many things about our century, about the capitalism, about human beings, about our nature, about how we can fight each other for $1 million or how we can destroy ourselves and the other for the money. Our nature, and there is Dionysus, how to say, you know, there is Dionysus in this moment where the whole audiences, many audiences are waiting for the box and for the knockout and for the so much blood. Who they are? Why?
And then also the kind of exploitation that we are allowed to do. Because, for example, we think about the image of Muhammad Ali in that specific sequence. He was already gone, basically. So he was walking very fast. He was not very conscious, probably. But it was used by the TV in order to make additional audience. No? So it's like a kind of exploitation without any soul, probably. And listen, Avo, the film, this film is like a final version of it. It's, well, of course it is. But I mean, there was like a previous version that was much shorter, and that was included in a kind of event of like performance, if we can say. Why did you choose not to leave it like that and to build it up like a proper 90 minutes documentary?
Yeah, so many reasons. Actually, the film was changing itself all the time in the process from 2016. It was changing itself because, you know, you want to do some radical thing in art in general. I did show some of the sequences and some of the scenes from this film in a multimedia show in Berlin and some things like that. And I was trying to do some video art, if we can say that. I don't believe now in all these concepts. What the difference between the video art and in the film? Why the film has to be short or long or something like that? But the content, why I can't do a film is like an installation, but in one film where the audience come and sit and see all this thing without moving, and you have to move, you want to move, you, because in installation gallery you can move and see all this tension, but in film, why we cannot do this kind of thing in a cinema, in a festival? You know?
Well, you are opening a big question here. You know, their perception. I mean, the fine line between what is video art and what is movie is really blurred.
Very blurred.
And depends on. I think it depends on the individual, because you can assume something as that it's a video art as a proper movie, and vice versa. No, it depends. I mean, your movie as well. This movie could be intended not like a regular movie, because it's not. There is no narrative. There is no beginning, middle part, and the end. There is no. I mean, there's nothing narrative, and no, it's not even a regular documentary in this way either, because documentaries normally are narrative too. Why yours is like an in between. You know, it's like a cinematic imperfection, like the title is. And I was really curious to ask you, when did you decide that it was the time to stop looking for footage, looking for film? When did you realize that the film was good to go? Because it must be like an ongoing process of creativity, I believe.
Yeah, actually I wrote in the end of the titles of the film that this is a film in progress. In progress always, and this is about life, actually. Life equals cinematic imperfections, because in life there is no linear line. There is no line, there is no narrative, because there are so many narratives, contradicted narratives, and in life you just born and die, and the life is going on, it's not depending on you. It's like a film. You can do a film, but the cinema is more important if we are talking about the concepts. Your film is serving the cinema machine. You are in a machine now. This is a cinema machine where there are millions of films and videos and footages. Every footage is a film in the logic of the structure of the 70 million or 32 million. It's about footages, and why I choose to stop, because I can go it forever.
Yeah. Because you have to stop some point. But are you planning to keep on working on this?
Yeah, I would like
to.
Like
on the side of other projects,
yes,
of course.
But I want to rework on this so many versions.
Well, you can actually, if we think in 10 years' time, for example, this could become like a huge work of art, you know? If you keep on editing, we could be here in 10 years' time with a live cinematic imperfection of like 10 hours screenings or something, but maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if it can be bearable and watchable, but anyway, let's say if we can say this experiment is working, the film is actually working, and I think that the intentions that you have building it up are pretty, are getting through to the audience. I mean, this is what I think. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot to Avo Caprelli, and the director of Life Cinematic Imperfection from the Torino Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.